And for WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week marks the 100th anniversary of the last recorded public lynching in Memphis. A new historic marker on Summer Avenue commemorates that event. WKNO's Melanie D. Gaines says that more markers are in the works.
In 1917, L. Persons was accused of raping and murdering a 16-year-old white girl, Antoinette Rappel. Persons would never stand trial. A lynching party abducted him, burned him alive, and displayed his head on Beale Street as a threat to other African Americans. Sharon Pavelda, organizer of the Lynching Sites Project, says that placing historical markers on lynching sites can help communities move forward and make peace with past racial terrorism.
I think we've gotten a glimpse already of the way forward in doing this work in the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the spectacle lynching of Mr. L. Persons.
The next project will be a gravestone for a lynching victim murdered in Arlington, Tennessee. Pavelda says that jars of soil from each site will be collected and displayed in the future Equal Justice Initiative Museum in Montgomery, Alabama. For WKNO News, I'm Melanie Gaines.
That historic marker was unveiled on Sunday. The next day, Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland took to Facebook to talk about another historic proposal, removing local monuments to the Confederacy. Toby Sells of the Memphis Flyer explains.
After the city of New Orleans removed several Confederate monuments, some have wondered when Memphis would relocate the controversial statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest in Health Sciences Park. The statue is also his gravesite. While Strickland supports its removal, a 2016 state law called the Tennessee Heritage Preservation Act prevents cities from taking down war memorials. Strickland says he will request a waiver from the Tennessee Historical Commission to do that. For the Memphis Flyer, I'm Toby Sells.